Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Tinokas Bas Rivka and Lili Nishmas, Rav Nachum Ben Amid, Rav Yiraya Levi, and Rav David Svi, Ben Rav Yosef. We are continuing our series of shiurim on the topic of kavod based on the vadim of the Sefer Ali Shur. So until now, we've been speaking about kavod that is rooted in the gentleness of the soul, or gentility of the soul, and the nobility of spirit. And that is in order to express the internal qualities of someone else. But now we are going to talk about Redifas HaKavod, when a person is pursuing his own kavod. A person's running after kavod. Respect me, honor me, show me that I'm great. This is a person who doesn't understand his own importance, his own value. His perception of himself is so superficial that he doesn't realize how special he is. He needs, in order to validate himself, in order to assign value to himself, he needs other people to come and tell him how important he is. Without that, he can't live. So he's running after other people to give him kavod. Usually, fake kavod. He likes to sit in the mizrach, in the important at the dais, and in the important place in shul, and he likes to social media, that he should have a lot of likes and a lot of friends, and all the different things people do in order to feel important, to feel like they matter. So about this kavod, Chazal already say that it's motzi sa'adam min ha'olam, it takes a person out of this world. What world? His own world. A person loses his pnimius. He has no internal world because he's so busy running after the outside, everybody else on the outside to give him kavod, to show him how important he is. So he loses out on building his own deeper life. Sometimes, a person doesn't run after kavod. Why? Because he recognizes his own value. He knows that he's important. He doesn't need somebody else. He doesn't need Yanim to tell him. I always laugh. I always think that Reuven only feels important when Shimon tells him he's important. So what does that mean? That Reuven isn't trusting Reuven. Reuven is only trusting Shimon. Reuven doesn't trust his own opinion of himself. He needs Shimon's opinion. Shimon is running after Reuven's opinion. Why? Because Shimon doesn't trust himself. He needs Reuven to tell him how important he is. Wait a second. Reuven doesn't trust Reuven about Reuven. Reuven knows Reuven better than Shimon. Reuven doesn't trust Reuven about Reuven, but Shimon trusts Reuven about Shimon. Why would you trust Reuven about Shimon? Reuven doesn't even trust himself about himself. And Shimon, he doesn't trust himself about himself. He needs Reuven, and Reuven doesn't trust himself about himself. He needs Shimon. So Shimon needs Reuven, Reuven needs Shimon. But neither of them trust themselves about themselves. They need Yana, they need the other guy to tell him how important he is. It's just so silly. It's just like a game. I need him because I don't trust myself, but then he needs me. So then obviously I can be trusted. My opinion does matter. No, not to me. That's like a weakness of character. Your opinion has value, and you don't have to run to the other person. Sometimes you'd say, oh, the other person's more objective. There's something to say for that. Somebody else is more objective to tell me about my value and my importance. But it's not only that. There's a lot more to it. There's my basic human value that I have to appreciate without this other person. And then there are things about myself. A person has to be honest with himself and not run after kavod. But if somebody has an opinion, it's important sometimes to listen to what other people have to say about you. But as far as getting kavod, and I can only feel important if he makes me feel important, no. How about somebody else doesn't make you feel important at all? But you know that they value you because you really have what to value. Then you don't need them anymore. People live on compliments. Oh, he complimented me. Then it wears off until the next compliment. Then it wears off till the next. Don't let it wear off. When somebody compliments you, so it's ba'emes, something that's truly you, right? Safe to say. So why wait for the next? Just know that what he said is true. Not because he said it, you feel good, but because it's actually true. And that he said it is just a reflection of the fact that it's true. But it's good, you can go back. Something somebody said about you 5 years ago, 10 years ago. It's still true, even though people aren't saying it, because people aren't running around getting up in the morning saying, how can I compliment this person and make him feel good? Most people don't think that. It's a good way to live. It's a good thing to get up in the morning and say, today I'm going to make people feel good about themselves. Valdi. Uber can't live that way. It's also a cab company, Uber. You can't live that way. Because people are just usually too engrossed in themselves in their own lives to try to make you feel good. Think about that. But if you think about compliments you've received in the past, know that they're true, and then you don't need them anymore because you know that it's true. And even a person who's not running after kavod, but he still enjoys kavod, and also it accustoms a person to look for the validity from others, and it takes him out of his own internal world. This is a moira dika gemara. Seches tainis daf chafal of amid beis. Ongel erev nachem bar Rav Chisda, Rav Nachem bar Yitzchak. Leikam mar leisi ligabon. Rav Nachem bar Rav Chisda said to Rav Nachem bar Yitzchak, come to be with us, to sit with us. Now, Rav Nachem bar Yitzchak was sitting with the Natzah Shchashim mention, and Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda says, kum zitz oibin on, as they say in the Tish. Come sit at the front, come sit in the Chashiv place. Amar Le Tanina, he said, no, we learned in a Tanaic source. Rabbi Yossi Omer, lo makomo shal adem mechabdo, el adem mechabid is makomo. The place isn't mechabid a person, the person is mechabid the place. Shekin matzina bahar Sinai, shekol zman shishkin ashruy olav. Amar Torah, gam atzoin vabakarol yuro mula harahu. Nistalka shechina amar Torah, b'mishor chayov alhema yalu bahar. We find by Har Sinai, as long as the Shechina was Shuri on Har Sinai, Torah says that the Tzon and Bakar are not allowed to graze opposite the mountain. No more Shechina. B'mishol chayoy v'lehem ayalu bar. Now they blow the shofar, they can go up the mountain. And so we find by Ol Moed Bamidbar, as long as the tent was up, the Torah says v'yishalchum in a machana called Sarua. Then when the paroches was rolled away, who chose Zav and Mitzrayim Likonisham? As long as the tent was there, they couldn't stand. But once there was no more tent, then they can Mitzrayim, the tummy people can go there. So you see Rabbi Yossi, what is Rabbi Yossi saying? Rabbi Yossi says that a person, the place doesn't honor the person. The person honors the place. And what's the raya? From the Shechina, from Har Sinai. As long as the Shechina was there, the animals weren't allowed to go. Kana ben Shoel? I don't get it. What's the Sushtel? What's the comparison? We're talking about the Shechina. As long as the Shechina is there, it's a Mechubadik a place. When it leaves, no more. As long as the old Moed is there, it's a Mechubadik. When it leaves, no more. So what does that have to do with a person being Mechabadik's place? So the answer is, this is tremendous. He says, "Posh Pshat Gemara." As Rav Volber writes, "Adam Godol Mashre Hashra'a Beir Meguro." Just like there's a Shechina, there's a Shura, a Shechina, dwelling Shechina. This person makes his own Hashra. He makes. He's an inspiration. He is holy. He is special. Ha'adam Mechabed is Makomo. Just like the Shechina is Mechabed Har Sinai. As long as it's there, you can't go up the mountain. And when it's after it's gone, then Mishochayov, Lahemi Alubhar, they can do whatever they want. The same thing about a person. He's Mechabit his place, wherever he is. An unbelievable idea. We're comparing, the Gemara is comparing this person to the Shechina. That's the covet of a person. Hashra is his galus of Kedusha. And this person has Kedusha. It says about Yaakov Avinu, Tzadik Bayir, who hodu, zivu adora, yotzim anayir, panahoida, panaziva, panahadora. Bereshis Rabba, Parshas Samech Zayin, Rashi, the beginning of Parshas Vayetze. That as long as the tzaddik is in the town, he's the splendor, he's the light, he's the glory. When he leaves, the splendor, light, and glory are also leaving. Explains the Maharal in the Gur Aryeh that it's tzaddik is melami, the people of his town, Yerushimayim, that's Hod. That's Hod, the Hoda. It's the Hod, the Yerushimayim. What's the Ziv? The Ziv is the Chachma, he's masculine, but Chachma, he gives them wisdom. And Midas Tovus, that's the Hodar. So the Hashiros at Tzaddik Alayir is like the Hashiros HaShechina and HaSinai and Ol Moed. And that's the only true Kovod. The Kovod is the Hashiros HaKedusha. And why do you give a person Kovod? Because you're expressing the fact that he is master of this Kovod in this place, that he brings this glory, this honor to the place by bringing the Shechina. The world, unfortunately, is about looking for other people to give people to give them covet. I think it's brought down to first in Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People. How often people say the word "I"? And you, if they would tape phone conversations, they tape phone conversations for a while. They just heard a tremendous amount of the use of I. People like to often tell what they did, what they accomplished. It's pretty pathetic sometimes. We should be zochem to Hashem to build our olam apnimi, that we should be deep internal people, and we should bring real kavod to the place, and not to wait for other people to mechabit us. And we should do so b'simcha b'tuv lev of meirov kol, and amir to Hashem. We have a lot more to do in this inyan of kavod b'li neder and other midas tovus. So it was gevaldik learning this with you, and amir to Hashem. Continue next time. And always remember that Sof Dovra Kol Nishma Salokim Yerobes Mitzvos of Shmor Ki Zeh Kol Adam Shalom Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.